Konnichiwa, welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 139. Today in this episode, we will learn about uchi ni, which means while, during. Now let's go. Verb, plain form plus uchi ni. Noun plus no uchi ni. Na adjective plus na uchi ni. I adjective plus uchi ni. This means while and during. Uchi ni is used after a word that expresses time or period. It means within that time period. This is used when you need to take action during something or when the situation will change. For example, please eat this ramen while it is warm. Ramen is ramen. Warm is atatakai. So while it is warm will be atatakai uchi ni. Please eat is tabete kudasai. Kono ramen ga atatakai uchi ni tabete kudasai. Kono ramen ga atatakai uchi ni tabete kudasai. In this example, the speaker is making a request to eat the ramen during the time span in which it is still warm. So this uchi ni is used when you need to take an action during a certain time span. Now let's practice some more. Let's head home while it is still bright outside. Bright is 明るい, 明るい. So while it is still bright will be 明るい uchi ni, 明るい uchi ni. Let's go back home. Let's head home will be 家に帰りましょう. 家に帰りましょう. ましょう means let's do something. 明るいうちに家に帰りましょう. 明るいうちに家に帰りましょう. It is important to experience many things while you are young. Young is 若い, 若い. So after this, we will put うちに. 若いうちに. So to experience many things, this is a noun phrase. We will make 経験します into a noun. 経験すること. 経験すること. So in order to make a verb into a noun, we will use dictionary form plus こと. It is important is 大事です. 若いうちにいろいろ経験することが大事です. 若いうちにいろいろ経験することが大事です. I want to meet my grandmother while she is energetic. Grandmother is おばあちゃん. おばあちゃん. To be energetic, to be fine, is 元気. 元気. This is na adjective. Therefore, when we put together with うちに, we need to put na. 元気なうちに. 元気なうちに. To meet someone is 会います. In order to say, I want to do something in advance, we will use 手本 plus 置きます. 手本 plus 置きます. So, 会っておきます. 会っておきます. And here we want to say, I want to meet my grandmother. So in order to say want to do something, we will use stem word plus たいです. 会っておきたいです. 会っておきたいです. おばあちゃんが元気なうちに会っておきたいです。おばあちゃんが元気なうちに会っておきたいです。 I go traveling a lot while I am single. Single is 独身, 独身. This is a noun, so we need の before うちに. 独身のうちに, 独身のうちに. To travel a lot is たくさん旅行します. Here, Let's use teffon plus okimasu. Because when you want to say to do something in advance, we need teffon plus okimasu. 独身のうちにたくさん旅行しておきます。独身のうちにたくさん旅行しておきます。There are some expressions that we use うちに。
近いうちに、
近いうちに。This means in the near future. Let's meet again in the near future. This will be
近いうちにまた会いましょう。近いうちにまた会いましょう。
We can also use うちに after days. So,
2-3日のうちに、2-3日のうちに。
This means within 2 or 3 days. There is no need to worry. It will be healed within 2 or 3 days. Worry as a noun is 心配、心配。There is no need is
いりません、いりません。
心配はいりません。This means there is no need to worry. Within 2 or 3 days.
2-3日のうちに。
And then to be healed is 治ります。
心配はいりません。2-3日のうちに治ります。心配はいりません。2-3日のうちに治ります。
If you use 9 form,plus うちに. This has a different meaning. It means before. So, 9 form plus うちに is same as dictionary form plus 前に, which means before doing something. For example, let's go home before it starts raining. To rain is
雨が降ります. 雨が降ります.
We will change this into 9 form and put together with うちに.
雨が降らないうちに、雨が降らないうちに、雨が降らないうちに、うちに帰りましょう。雨が降らないうちに、うちに帰りましょう。
In this example, the speaker is suggesting to go home during the time span in which it is still not raining. Now let's practice some more. I will write a memo before I forget.To forget is
忘れます。忘れます。
So we will change this into 9 form and put together with うちに。
忘れないうちに。
To write a memo is
メモをします。
メモをします。Now, again, let's use テフォン plus おきます。It means to do something in advance.
メモをしておきます。
メモをしておきます。In this case,I will do something. This is talking to myself. So when you talk something to yourself, we will use volitional form.
しておきます becomes しておこう。しておこう。忘れないうちにメモをしておこう。忘れないうちにメモをしておこう。
I will clean up before my mother gets angry. To get angry is
怒り出します。怒り出します。
So we will change this into 9 form and put together with うちに。
怒り出さないうちに。怒り出さないうちに。
To clean up is
掃除します。掃除します。
So again, let's make this into volitional form.
掃除しよう、掃除しよう。お母さんが怒り出さないうちに掃除しよう。お母さんが怒り出さないうちに掃除しよう。
I just made the soup, so please eat while it does not become cold. Soup is soup. To make is
作ります、作ります。
When you want to say, I just did something, we can use タフォン plus
ばかり。このスープを作ったばかり。
While it does not become cold. In other words, it means before it gets cold. To become cold is
冷めます。 samemasu. So, nai form plus uchi ni will become samenai uchi ni. Samenai uchi ni. Please eat this. 食べてください。
このスープを作ったばかりなので、冷めないうちに食べてください。
このスープを作ったばかりなので、冷めないうちに食べてください。
So today we learn about うちに。うちに means while, during. This is used when you need to take an action during something or when the situation will change. Nai form plus うちに means before doing something. This is same as dictionary form plus 前に. So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. If you're interested in Japanese grammars, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。